It works. It just works now.
It just works now? Is that how this works?
It just works. Like, call recorder just works.
Thanks, Steve Apple.
Steve Appleman.
Steve Appleman. Noted Apple man.
Sold all of them apples. Macintosh, yep. Honeycrisp, Fuji.
Mm. Yep. Lay it on them. That Golden Delicious?
Golden Delicious, that's right. I'm trying to think of other apples.
All them Granny Smiths.
Pink Lady.
Yeah, those sure are some apples.
Dang, I should
know. Yeah, I know. How about them?
I should know more apples. I should know more apples.
Probably should. I probably really should, honestly, between the two of us, but... What?
Welcome to Applecast, where we talk about the finer points of harvesting, collecting, juicing, and baking apples.
Welcome to Upstate New York Talk, where we talk all things apples and white people.
It's fall season, so bring a sprig of cinnamon with you while you're collecting your bushels.
Yep, and for those of us paying attention at home, it's a stick, not a sprig.
See, I don't know shit, man.
Yeah.
It's not like the pumpkin worm where the pumpkin spice comes from. Like the Dune reference. It's just like a giant pumpkin sandworm coming out.
Yeah, I know. It's really sad when you see all those white pumpkins and you realize poachers are taking all the spice out of them. It's very, very sad. Cue the Sarah McLachlan music.
Welcome to the fucking Harvest Cast, where we talk about fall things. The leaves have fallen and changed colors. Mold is in the air, so if you have allergies, it's fucking horrible.
It's outstanding is what it is, Jamie, because it's finally a fucking livable temperature.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome.
I'm not like, well, what orifice am I going to put deodorant on today?
Welcome to Fireside Chat, where we go into the backyard and light a fire and then podcast.
God damn right. That's what we need to do, sir. Break out that fire pit.
We have when a backyard. We don't have a fire pit.
I have a backyard and I have a fire pit.
Hmm.
I have both immediately.
We could
go out any moment. I could just bail on this and just go start a fire.
We could rebrand the cast, call it the Fireside, the fucking do it Fireside Chats.
I like that. We just set up a static camera. It's just you and I just slowly sitting outside by the fire, just talking about God only knows what.
Fall.
Yeah.
Fall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Uggs sure and pumpkin spice.
Tonight.
Because everything else is terrible.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Everything else is on fire, including our talks.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Brandon Chalmers,
sir,
ladies and gentlemen and everyone in between, welcome to the fucking Do It Cast. We are part of the Hard Knock Media Podcasting Network.
That's nailed it. Yes.
NOC as in Nerds of Color. We are there. Check us out. Check out the family of podcasts on there. There's like 50 bajillion podcasts on there. They're all awesome. They all talk about like really in-depth culture topics. Pop culture topics, society, race, ethnicity, and then there's us.
Yeah. Doing what most white guys do on a podcast, not contributing anything of substance.
I mean, we play it fast, we play it loose, but like people still listen somehow. Oh,
yeah.
You remember the cast we did about the Charm City Night Market?
Yes.
That got forwarded on to one of the organizers of the Charm City Night Market. So
that's super great. Okay.
I hope they don't hate us because we actually really did enjoy the event. But, you know.
We're going to find out. Jeez.
Yeah.
Well, that's So your words have consequences on the internet.
Words have meanings and consequences, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, turns out. All right.
All right. So, Brandon, what have you been geeking upon?
What have I been geeking upon? Two things. One, genuinely, the fire pit for anybody who follows me on Instagram at that guy Chalmers. I went and set up lights up above my patio area to be able to create a bit of a evening dining area now that the days are getting a little shorter, but I still want to be able to utilize my outside.
Yes.
I am a winter griller. I will grill well into the snow.
Oh my god.
So having that ability to have a bit of light out there, super easy. For anyone who's curious, Christmas lights that I had left over in the attic, and $6 at Home Depot for stainless steel little like curly Q hooks or whatever it is. So nice. It took nice, about 10 nice. Minutes to set up, and it's a super great thing. And then I broke out the fire pit, and I even treated myself, and I stopped off and I got some more stuff. So oh yeah. Which, by the way, if there is a more disappointing dessert than the s'more. It's like, I can't tell if you end up wearing half of it.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
And the graham cracker, I feel like, is really the culprit here. Mm.
It doesn't hold its shape. You bite into it, it goes.
Right. Yeah. I think what I'm going to do next time, genuinely, is I'm going to stop off and I am going to get like a half dozen glazed donuts. Ooh. I'm going to cut them in half.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then
I like where this make is going.
Inside. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then mm-hmm. the idea is the donut will hold everything there. You still get a little bit of spillage, which is nice.
Yeah.
Because the idea of a s'more is to wear a bit of it.
Yeah.
But a nice cushy thing where then in turn the chocolate bar, as it slowly melts with the marshmallow, is the only difficult thing to get through on that sandwich.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Like, if I've learned anything from my previous experience of listening to things like the Dollop, the graham cracker started as a health food, and I think it might need to stay that way. I don't think it belongs in a campfire aside. It belongs in little teddy bear shapes, or it can fuck right off.
Oh,
it's
teddy
the teddy
graham,
or it's
oh, a teddy
graham. That's what I'm saying.
Teddy graham.
Yeah, little delicious bite-sized bears of yeah. It fulfills two of my needs: killing a bear and eating a snack. Like it's two great tastes that taste great together.
I'm a bear killer.
So I enjoyed that, and then randomly, so I learned that. Because I am a basic bitch, I shop at Target. And apparently every year Target does different birds for the holidays. And this was not something I was aware of, but apparently they do. And check out this rad little fucking Day of the Dead bird they got.
Oh my god!
He's a guitar.
That's adorable.
Isn't he?
That's adorable.
Yeah. He's super good. So I am I'm doing my best to get in the holiday season that is Halloween. And trying to do a little decorating and try and nest a bit of my area, if I will.
Brandon, I have a question about your fire pit.
Yes.
Do you have an apparatus that goes across the fire pit, like a grill kind of thing for the fire pit?
I mean, I can, yeah. I mean, I can get a grate. Like, here's the thing, Jamie. I grill using charcoal specifically. So if I want to cook food, I have charcoal there.
Right.
The fire pit is for multiple things. One, drinking outdoors. Two, cooking hot dogs on a stick.
Yes.
Or three, cooking marshmallows on a stick.
Well, I was thinking four, cooking Korean barbecue on a grill. Because we could go to H Mart and they have an entire section of the various cuts of the meats.
We can very much do that if we'd like.
Mm-hmm.
That I don't know how my feeling is about that. Like, that feels like the sort of thing that I would love to just buy a small, like, either a small camping stove or like a
Ooh.
Little propane hibachi for like
Ooh.
Tailgating.
Yeah.
And then set that up on my patio table and then do the table side thing with the fire. You can have the fire pit going in the background. We got the lights up above. Like, it'll be like any other Korean barbecue place that I've ever been to, which is poorly lit, so you never know exactly how done everything is.
Yeah,
it'll be great. Like, I'll blast K-pop from my kitchen, so like you'll hear it, but like only most of it. I'll play a video like off on a screen somewhere, so we'll all be looking in one direction towards something and going, "The fuck is that?" Because we've never seen these K-pop videos before.
Yeah.
And then like every, I don't know, 12 minutes or so, we'll start the birthday song. I'll have a friend come out of the kitchen with a sparkler. We'll sing the birthday song. For anyone who's gone to Iron Age. Anyway. So, yeah, we can totally do that and create that bit of thing. But for me, when it comes to outside experience, I am all about the more traditional grilling type. I don't want to say barbecue because a lot of people get confused about that sort of thing. But doing the – and I'll get serious with it. Doing some proper chicken, doing some flank steak, you know, the proper sausages. I'll find some like decent places.
Brad's on a branch and then
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, man.
Oh my God. I wish the weekend, so like when you have a kid, every weekend fills up. Like every weekend fills up. So like we haven't seen each other in person in ages.
I know. That's mostly my fault, though, in all fairness. I don't have a kid.
You've had things.
That I have had things, apparently.
Things have occurred in your life.
Yeah. A few things have occurred. One particular thing has occurred, but that's...
Events have occurred.
Yeah. Time has passed. Yeah. Things have happened. Yeah.
But yeah, grilling sounds great.
Yeah, man.
Grilling sounds fun as shit.
The yard and the fireside thing is like slowly becoming one of my favorite, like, you know what? Fuck everything about today. This is what I'm doing today.
Yeah.
Because it forces me to just be like, yeah, you know what? I have to stay here. There is fire. I can focus on this. I can put on music. I can go chill out.
Yeah.
I play guitar fireside. Like I can just chill out outside and like, do a little in a way.
Yeah.
And just be able to just enjoy the outside. And I love that. Crisp weather where you get like that light jacket and some pants and like
sounds fun. Man,
yeah, and it takes all the bugs away, which is outstanding.
Yes
I love this time of year, if only because no fucking mosquitoes, or at least minimal mosquitoes.
Yeah, there's a nice transition between summer and winter where it's okay. It's not.
Yeah, it's called fall.
Yeah,
it's a new concept.
It
we don't have it here very often.
Yeah, exactly. I was about to say, because like fall sometimes is never, because summer goes like butts right up into winter, and then sometimes we get a fall. Although who knows, with like global warming and shit. I was hearing I was listening to a story on NPR today about how Ellicott City is dealing with global warming because it's been flooding and like devastating everybody. So now they're like knocking down houses just to make room for water. And that didn't fucking happen 10 years ago. So, you know.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's fair. Yeah, I'm looking at it. So today was a high of 66. And then we go like back and forth in between like low 70s, low 60s, low 70s, low 60s. So,
yeah.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. But yeah, Jamie Noguchi, what the hell are you geeking out about?
So still drawing, still inking, still working. I got an extension, thank God.
That's good.
My editors are very understanding, and I'm very blessed and I'm very thankful. And now I really have to, I mean, you know, I've still been up till 3 a.m. and all this kind of shit, but like, I don't know. So that gives me a little bit of breathing room, but like I'm working all the way through holidays. Like when we go visit people in San Francisco, I'm, you know, carving out a spot in the corner where I can just keep working and stuff. So like,
gotcha.
You know, I'll be on West Coast time though. That'll be cool.
Hey.
So no jet lag here. Brandon, I did manage to pick up a lens in between all these things. I got a nice little macro lens.
Check you out, man.
So, like, this is the Olympus 60 millimeter 2.8. And on micro four thirds, that's like 120. Cause I wanted to, okay. I wanted to get some bug shots. And with like, they have a 35 macro, which is like a 60 or 70 millimeter, but you have to get really close to the
really
bug.
Close.
And, and I wanted some work room. So it's pretty damn sharp. I don't know shit about, I don't know shit about shit, but it's pretty sharp. Like, and I took it out. This past weekend, we were hanging out with Silent But Violent Brian Prindeville.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, at a farm. And there were some hoppers around and some bugs and stuff. And so, like, I took a whole bunch of bug pictures. Like, five of them came out.
That's all right.
But I had a lot of fun. Today, Hazel was off school. So we went down to the Natural History Museum. They've opened up the Dinosaur Hall, which has some amazing fossils and stuff.
Oh, that's so cool. I bet you got some great stuff out of that.
Yeah, so up until the time my battery died because I was stupid and I didn't think about bringing an extra one.
That's all right.
But I shot a lot of fun stuff with this, like in the gym hall, in the dino hall. So I'll be posting some of those up on my social media and stuff. But it has this nice little dial here. So like if you just leave it on its normal spot, it'll focus, but it'll take a long time to hunt. So this dial restricts it to like a certain range. So if you want to get really close up, you put it on one setting. And if you're shooting something far away as like a portrait, you put it on another setting. So it knows like, this is the distance that I'm going to be focusing on. And this is the distance I'm going to focus on.
Right. I gotcha. Yeah. So
it's really nice.
So I have a few questions.
Yes.
Where did you pick it up?
eBay.
eBay. Okay. Yeah. Do you mind if I ask what it set you back?
It was like $250 on eBay.
Okay.
New, it's like $400 something.
Jesus. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So at least you're saving cash on it. I mean, that's rad.
Yeah.
I asked because I always try and get a relative idea because I know we have a few people who listen who are casually, at the very least, into photography. So I think the price is definitely a question there versus what they see online, because they're going to follow you on social media. They're going to see your photos. You'll be like, that looks great.
Yeah.
Now they're going to have an idea of like, okay, what's the real investment cost here that you're looking for?
Yeah. I did a gig. I got paid and I was like, put some of it away, but put some of it into a lens.
Nice. Okay.
And I don't mind buying you stuff on eBay. Cause you know, my gear is all used anyway. It's like ancient and banged up and stuff. I've been having a lot of fun with the macro. I think I like wide or really tight, nothing in between. So like I've abandoned 50. I've abandoned the 50.
Really? Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Yeah.
My preferred widths are like 28 and 35 or, like portrait. So like, wide or up in your shit.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's been fun playing around with this, making images and stuff. It's a nice way to try to be artistic in between like trying to still draw and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
I get it. That's cool.
Yeah, and that's about it. I posted some of my bug shots online. So
I saw them. They look great.
More of that. Yeah.
Right on.
That's it. That's all I got.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
All right.
That's all I got.
Cool. Well, guys, this has been the fucking no, wait, hang on. Are we actually talking about something?
We're going to talk about cameras.
Oh God. Okay.
We're going to talk about cameras because, well, one, you and I are fairly new to photography. So if anyone has an opinion on how like to get a casual person into photography, I feel like you and I would be the people to talk to because all of the camera companies have been releasing new shit in anticipation of the Olympics. Like, Sony has a whole bunch of new cameras that are coming out. Canon has a whole bunch of new cameras coming out. Nikon just announced a handful of new cameras that are coming out. Olympus has a new camera that's being rumored. What's the one that you have? You have a OM5?
OM10-E, I believe. Micro OM10. Four Thirds.
Yeah.
It's like a middle range Micro Four Thirds that they have out there.
So they have a OM5 Mark III that's coming out, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I have the OM10 Mark II, I believe.
Yeah. So the 5 is getting a Mark III, which means that like the 10 is probably going to get a Mark III in the future somewhere.
Probably, sure.
So like all of these new companies are coming out with new cameras. Mixed in with all of that, we just had the iPhone 11 with its 3 camera system that's like supposed to be like just as good as some of these mirrorless or interchangeable lens cameras and stuff. So I guess with all the cell phones, what can camera companies do to get somebody to make the leap from you know, something that's always on them, something that's always in their pocket, to something that takes a little bit more forethought. Like if you're going out, you have to decide to bring something like this. You know, you have to choose how many lenses you're bringing, like what lenses you're bringing, if you're going to stay with a kit lens or, you know, an upgrade lens. Like, what do you think traditional, or is it a dying market? Like,
I don't think it's a dying market. I think it's like a lot of things. It's a niche market that's becoming more niche. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a threshold that happens there where either you are somebody who will take photos with your camera because you have – like you're taking selfies. You're not going to take selfies with a professional camera in most cases unless you are physically going outside, getting a remote trigger and posing for things. But then essentially you're doing a photo shoot at that point, or you're doing like portrait photography at that point.
Yeah.
So I think that requires a lot more forethought and organization than just snapping a selfie with that. Mm-hmm. So – okay, so first things first, disposable income.
For sure.
Cameras are not fucking cheap. And more importantly than anything else, the lenses aren't fucking cheap.
Yeah.
It is ridiculously expensive to try and get something to go out and go shoot real photos. And I genuinely have no idea how much any of this stuff costs to manufacture.
Yeah.
But the idea of like – there's an action lens that I have been eyeballing for forever. And it's on sale, it's $1,200.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And the idea of spending over twice what I paid for the body of my camera for one lens, I can't stomach it. Like I can't.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know like some people are like, well, maybe you should rent it and try it out. And it's like, yeah, I get that. All that's going to do is make me want it more. It doesn't change anything.
Yeah.
And I think that's really the thing is like, you got to have that bug.
Mm-hmm.
Like photography is going to be one of those things where you're going to do one of two things. And I view the same thing with guitar.
Right.
You're going to pick it up and casually play it for a bit and learn Wonderwall and a few other songs or whatever it is. And you're going to be like, this is kind of fun. And you might record a YouTube video or two. And then you're going to put it down, or you're going to dig super hard into it and it's going to be your new thing.
Yeah.
Photography is very much the same way, but I think, at least in my experience, if it is not nurtured by either choosing to go out places and scheduling things to go and do, or being with other people who are shooting, my interest has been falling off like a cliff.
Oh, man.
I think it's just life happening, and then I feel silly taking the camera out, and I think I just need to be more open about the idea of like, yeah, I want to shoot photos of my friends or photos of people.
Yeah.
And like, if I – like you and I talked about it before the next Art Flight show, I think I'd like to take my camera out, and I think I'd like to genuinely take photos.
Hell yeah, man.
I think that'd be a lot of fun. I would want to say something to somebody first. I'd want to be like, hey, guys, I would like to be able to have a little bit of access and be able to snap photos. Is everybody OK with that? You know, and basically work out something. And then I'll feel motivated because I'll be like, OK, I am not just dude standing in crowd snapping distance shots. I am dude getting up in action, snapping photos of things. And I'm genuinely looking for moments and I'm working on finding images.
Yeah. And cropping out the people you don't want to talk to.
I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway. I talk to Barney all the time. It's fine.
Yeah, he's fine.
But, like, I think that's the idea is, like, I think for me, I need an event. I need to know that, like, you and I are going to a street festival or something like that, and we go do street photography.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, like, seeing you be motivated about it helps me be motivated about it, so then I don't feel silly just snapping photos all over the place.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird. Like, I think I need to get over my own shit in a way of just being like, yeah, it doesn't matter if I'm the only one with a camera. I need to just be comfortable, just start snapping photography. And yeah. I think it's like, for me, I think it's the same thing of like, if anyone's ever tried drawing, like genuinely tried it as an adult, where you're like, you know what? I used to doodle around a little bit, and then you start drawing, and then you've got a sketchbook, and you're not quite ready to show it to anybody. You walk around with a camera and you start snapping photos, there's a better than average chance somebody who you care about is going to be like, oh, what'd you get? You hit that button and they go, oh. And your heart is here and then just right into the ground.
Yeah, yeah.
And, right, like either – and that's one of those things where like you feel like you got the eye for it, or you got to basically like stonewall everybody and be like, I'll post the edited ones and I'm done. I promise.
Yeah, yeah.
And you got like – you got to steadfast that. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess it is like anything else.
Like I think it helps if you are openly posting your art or something. Like, I think if you have that gene where you're comfortable, like you, genuinely you, Jamie, you post your art all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You post photography. You are not shy in that sense of like, I did a thing, behold a thing. And then you can like put it out there and then you can walk away from it and be like, yep, cool, we're good.
Yeah.
I have not done that in a while. So it's hard for me to get over that hump. So for somebody new who genuinely doesn't have that sort of thing, like the camera's great for a few things.
Yeah.
If you want to get out and see the world.
Yeah.
And you want to do landscapes, it's outstanding to go do that.
For sure.
Because you will force yourself to go out to go do that sort of thing. I got a little bit of the bug of doing portrait photography. But now I either have to find someone to go shoot and tell them this is what I'm looking for.
Uh-huh.
Or I have to try and like almost do street photography at that point. Like it's a
sneaky.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I don't know. It's weird, but like I find myself not printing and framing my landscape shots, but really enjoying having photos of the people I care about in my home.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, well, clearly that's the thing that I want to take photos of.
Yeah.
That needs to be the thing. So then it starts to beg the question, like, is the iPhone enough? It's always on me. I can snap selfies with people. It has a great portrait mode.
For like sure,
It has a genuinely nice portrait camera on it. Even before the new one. Like, it had a really nice portrait camera on it as is.
Yeah. I think
– So, like
– Yeah. How do you get somebody to go from – something quick that's convenient to something that takes you a little bit more time? Like I find like I'm spending more time trying to frame a shot properly when I'm shooting with a camera than I am with my cell phone. Like with my cell phone, I'll be just like, oh, that's cool. Bloop. Oh, that's cool. Bloop. Oh, that's cool. Bloop.
Okay. Wait, what made you shoot in the first place?
For me, I wanted to do more with my, YouTube channel, the drawing channel, which I've been able to do.
Well, yeah, because you've been actually working.
Yeah. But I wanted to get a blurry background, and I know it's a dumb fucking thing to want, but I was like, how do people get blurry backgrounds on their stuff? And I did some research, and you know, people were saying, oh, well, you shoot with a DSLR and you have like a wide aperture. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Right.
And so I had a DSLR that my parents got us when we recently got married, because, you know, like a honeymoon thing. I was like, oh, you'll need a real camera to take photos and shit like that.
Yeah.
So I broke that out and I took a bunch of shots of just random shit around the house. And I was like, hey, this is kind of cool. Maybe I could do more with this. Right. Because I didn't like I had a shitty iPhone. I didn't have the one with a portrait mode that could blur out the background automatically.
Right. Yeah.
So like I was caught by the bokeh.
Yeah. Yeah. I get that part. And like I think for me it was seeing other people enjoy the thing, and it was like that seems like a fun hobby to get into.
Yeah.
And I was trying to find the thing that was like, yes, this is the thing. Cause like I had done a bunch of drawing, and then like we talked about that in previous episodes, and I lost my fire for it. And like,
cause of somebody fucking.
Yeah. No, me. That's who it is. It's me. It's
sure,
me.
Sure. Sure. But you were helped along by.
Yeah, I get that. But you know, if I wanted to go do the thing, I could buckle down and do the thing. It's not like I'm for a lack of motivation or capability or anything else like that. Like if I wanted to buckle down and actually do the thing, I genuinely could.
Yeah, that's
I don't
true.
Have that fire anymore. Yeah. It's not for me. And if I ended up doing it, it would be for the dumb reason of trying to get back into the thing that I left. And it's a bad idea.
Yeah.
So it's the wrong reason to do anything, because then I'm not doing it for myself.
Yeah.
But the idea of getting into photography was one of those like, yeah, you know what? This could be cool, because at the time I was going out on adventures with the dog, and it was like I go out to these amazing places and I snap like cell phone photos, and I'm like, this isn't good enough.
Yeah.
Like I need something nicer.
Yeah.
So then it was like, well, then let me try and figure out what a decent camera is going to cost me. Okay, cool. Well, I tend to go hiking a lot. I don't need a ridiculously heavy camera system for me to go do what I'm looking to do. Okay, cool. Let's get Micro Four Thirds. All right, what do I need to go take ridiculous outdoor shots? Okay, well, you need this and this and this. Okay, cool. So then, like, it's why I don't have a flash. I don't deal with remotes. Like, I don't have any of the stuff genuinely to do portrait photography other than the fixed focal 50, which I picked up just because it was like, you know what? I want one to be able to just go and do the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Spending all this time zooming and, like, trying to frame the thing or whatever, just fucking stand up, walk to the thing. When it feels right, snap the shot.
Yeah.
Snap it again, snap it again, snap it again, snap it again. Like, just
zoom
don't
with
hesitate
your feet.
Now.
Zoom with your feet.
But genuinely, like, I think it's that thought process makes me like it was more enjoyable to try and do portrait photography that way, because it forced me to go find the shot rather than me standing there letting the tech go and do it.
Yeah.
Dan. Even though I don't think you'll ever hear this. But yeah, like that's a perfect example of like, okay, so to pull the curtain back. So my camera came with a kit lens, cost me like $500 for the camera.
Yeah.
And it's a nice camera, and it has a ton of features, and it works really well. And like, and the fixed focal lens, I think, was like $150. I bought it new from Best Buy or something like that. It was a relatively cheap lens to get into.
Yeah.
It's a Lumix lens, so like it's a high quality sort of thing. I have not bought any of my lenses secondhand. You've given me lenses secondhand that I tend to really enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
But I have not actually gone out and done that. But like my cost interest has been minimal. I am sub a grand in this sort of thing. Smash cut to our buddy Dan Malahome, who has a rather nice camera.
Oh, yes, he does.
Which is ridiculously expensive.
Yeah.
And takes amazing photos, but requires no effort. And I am equally like jealous and also get to be an elitist shithead where I'm just like, well, that's fucking too easy. Don't like. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Like, and I find myself trying to make the excuse of like, yeah, yeah, I get it. He spent all the money and everything else like that. But I'm learning the skill. And really, all I'm doing is just torturing myself because I wasn't willing to spend enough money on myself. But that's its own problem.
Yeah. 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 Well, I think I don't know. We were when before things got fucking busy, we were kind of going on excursions and taking photos of random shit. I mean, we could start doing that again. Like also for like it's getting near Halloween season, so like I don't know. You could maybe invite a bunch of people over to do like Halloween headshots or something like that, and do like
I don't know
portraits of people in their costumes and stuff.
Yeah, Halloween's a weird one, though, because if you start snapping photos of people on Halloween, it means you're taking a bunch of photos of other people's children, and that's questionable.
Your friends. I gotta
get friends to go and do the thing, and then I think the only way that I could reasonably be able to do that is if I threw a Halloween party and be like, hey, let me get photos of everybody. I don't, in a weird way, I don't think I have that confidence with my ability yet where I can just be like, shoot. So I don't know. I don't know if I need to go back out. Like, now that my living situation has changed, I don't know if I need to go, like, because so many things have changed for me. I haven't gone hiking forever. So I don't know if my life situation has changed so dramatically that the camera isn't necessarily finding its way into my everyday. I went to the Smithsonian Zoo with a few friends over the weekend, and I took the camera with me, and I found myself being more interested in taking photos of the kids than taking photos of the animals. And it's like, cause I really wanted, as silly as it sounds, I really wanted the ability to snag a couple really good shots of the kids, because their parents tend to not take a ton of photos of them. It's like, I would really love to be able to have some really nice photos for when they get older. They get some really not professional, but nicer than cell phone photos of them doing cool stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And those are always good memories to keep around.
Yeah. But I think I'm trying to figure out how I become a better photographer than an ant with a camera. And
Yeah.
I can't figure out the middle ground of whatever that is. And I don't know if I just need to wait until my busy season at work is over and then turn a hard skid into the passion and just be you know what? I'm going to bury myself in this, and either I'm going to be into it and I'm going to be good and get genuinely good with the kit I have before I spend another dime on a lens.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to be you know what? This was a fun thing that I did, and it's cool that I have it, and the camera will still always be good.
Yeah.
It doesn't just magically go bad. That's the other thing. Jesus Christ. Buy a used camera.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. This thing is,
this was a mistake that I made.
Yeah.
I should not have spent the money I did on a new camera. Yeah. For as much as Jamie has, when I first got my camera and you and I met up together, you were drooling all over it. I don't need it.
Yeah. Well, you don't need it new.
I am not professional grade. Right. Yeah. But that's the thing is, if you are getting your photos printed up at a Walgreens or sending away to Shutterfly, you do not need a ridiculous as fuck camera.
Yeah.
You don't. If your shit's going to go up on social media, you do not need a ridiculous as fuck camera.
Yeah.
I am telling you this.
Yeah.
Go buy the used one.
Yeah. This
go find it somewhere.
Yeah. This one is used. The EP5, I got this for $100 from some dude in Malaysia on eBay. And it works great. It's 16 megapixels, and it's pretty cheap, And new, it was $1,200, but since it's a couple years old, it's $80, $100, $120. Right. You can find these cheap. So the used market, the used DSLRs, the used mirrorless cameras, the used Micro Four Thirds cameras are a lot better than you would expect. This has more megapixels than my phone, because my phone is a couple years old, but if I ever upgrade, that's going to change. But
right.
But you can get some really good shots out of a used camera, and the used ones these days were state of the art 3 or 4 years ago. And that was good enough for people to get their shots in magazines and billboards and catalogs and all that kind of stuff.
Right. Yeah. And I think that's kind of the point I'm trying to make is buy the thing that you want genuinely. But if you are new into this, figure out what you think you want to shoot, or get a pretty nice body with a removable lens. Don't buy the combo one where you can't remove the lens. If you're going to do photography, fucking do the thing.
Yeah.
Buy a used one with a decent kit lens on it, and then go out and just go shooting.
Yeah.
And don't buy another fucking thing.
Yeah.
Figure out what you want to shoot. Yeah. Then once you figure that out, then go pick up the thing that you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
went deep in this rabbit hole in the wrong direction. I'm glad I got my fixed focal lens, but like I've got a beautiful zoom lens that I have used, I don't know, a dozen times maybe. Mm-hmm. And that's got to be the whole thing. It's like figure out what you want to take photos of.
Yeah. Well, and I also think it's a thing since like you haven't shot that much lately. You're just out of practice. It's like everything else. Like if you don't play guitar for a while, like when you pick it up again, your fingers are going to hurt like a motherfucker because like your calluses are gone. Like if you don't draw for a while, your first like 100 pages are going to look like ass because you got to build those muscles again and learn what you got to do. So like, I don't know. I feel like events in your life have prevented you from keeping up with it, and now that like things are sort of settling out and like evening out, maybe you can get back in and figure out if it's because like we had a good time like walking around DC when we were at AwesomeCon.
Yeah, we had a hell of a good time. Shot. Right, like I know I can enjoy this thing, but I think for me at least, it was very much either an adventure-related thing or it was a social thing. And when it stops, I had even when I was really into it. I lacked the desire to just go out somewhere randomly and just go shooting. There needed to be a thing that kind of got my juices going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like garlic pretzels.
Yeah, like garlic pretzels. But like you going out to pumpkin patch or something like that, I could totally find motivation in going out to go shoot that. Especially like you were like, this is the lens and I think there's going to be bugs here and this is where I'm going to go and this is what I'm going to do. It's like, okay, cool. This makes total sense to me.
Yeah.
But like I couldn't imagine just like getting up and going, well, it's a Saturday. I have no plans. Let's go shooting. Where the fuck are you going? No clue. There needs to be some sort of thing happening.
Yeah. If we ever made it out to the Renfest this year, which I don't think is going to happen, that would be a good place to take photos.
it could be very fun to do it that way.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Like figuring out whatever that thing is going to be the whole thing. Like,
so for you, it's not a matter of the companies coming out with gear that you want to buy. It's a matter of like, is this a thing that I want to get into? And the any camera that you get now is going to be great. Used, new, it's going to be great. It's going to be it doesn't matter the brand, it doesn't matter the type. Any camera you get these days is going to be fine. Like from like 2015 on, it's a great camera. It's a great fucking camera.
Yeah. Right. Everything else is just a dick measuring contest, genuinely. Like you don't need it. Unless you are professional, great. Look, if you manage to parlay this hobby into a job or into a career where you're like, this is what I do and I need the newest tech and I need to be able to keep up with it and I need something that is faster for more action shots of whatever it is. Cool. I get it. Spend the money on the new tech, write it off in your taxes, whatever you got to do. This makes sense. Mm-hmm. I don't care that these companies come out with these new things. I genuinely don't.
Yeah.
Like it's – I don't. And like I think treat cameras like you treat cars. What do you need? Buy the thing you need. Mm-hmm. Remember that there are vintage ones that are going to give you a rad experience. They won't be like the new one. You buy a new fancy SUV – it's got all the bells and whistles. New camera, same thing.
Yeah.
Or you could be like, yeah, you know what? I want a bit more of an analog experience and I want to be able to have something that looks really cool but still gets the job done. I'm going to go buy like a classic Jeep and this is what I'm going to go get. You can get an old school camera and it's going to do the job. It's going to have its limitations, but it's going to be cool.
It's going to be great. This. Yeah.
But you don't need the ridiculous SUV with all the bells and whistles to get out in the snow.
Right.
You just need something that's got four-wheel drive. So long as it's got a lens and it's got a charge, fucking go out there and do the thing.
Yeah, and there's no fungus in it and there's no scratches or cracks in it. As long as the lens is good and the body's good, you're good to go.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
And
yeah, so
honestly, they're cheaper than most of the cell phones these days. Like, if you get a used body and a lens, you know, that combo is going to set you back way less than a new cell phone.
Cell phone photography for me feels like an excuse to just grandstand about certain things. I'm sure there are some people out there who take professional grade photos with an iPhone. I know there's a ton of like YouTube videos about it and everything else like that. I genuinely don't know if anybody professionally taking photos is actually going out intentionally taking that. I think they're going out. They want to have a nice camera on their phone in case they don't have their kit with them.
Yeah.
But no. No. The new tech you don't need.
Yeah.
The ridiculous phone you don't need.
Yeah.
Go. You want to take the photo? Take the photo. Go do the thing.
Yeah, it's like guitars.
Like the only thing I can tell you is learn a decent editing program. That's what you need to do. That's the part of my game that I don't have. Is I need to find decent editing software and learn how to use it.
There's a Photoshop Elements that you can actually buy outright that you don't have to subscribe to. And I think there's like a Lightroom version that you can buy without needing to get stuff. There's also another program that people have been using called Capture One. Apparently it processes RAW better than Lightroom does. I don't know how much, I don't know how much Capture One is. I haven't looked into it cause I'm locked into the Adobe suite cause of everything else. Some program to process things just to like, if you miss your exposure, you can tweak it just a little bit. Like if you want to bring up the highlights and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I think having the ability, and a lot of people are going to call this cheating. I know one person in particular who may end up seeing this, who considers it cheating to be able to go back behind and wants to get the shot right the first time. And I agree. There's a point of pride.
When you're starting out, you know, it'll tell you how many stops you were off and you'd be like, okay, I know I was like two stops off or one stop off. I could have changed my exposure here and there and all that kind of stuff. It's a learning tool.
The counter argument to that, which I completely understand, is at what point are you learning how to use a computer program versus learning how to be a photographer?
Yeah, it could be both.
And that's where my thought process is. It can be both. But for the love of Pete, find some sort of computer software where you can actually edit your photos so that you can be proud of them and be able to post them and be able to go, yeah, you know what? This is good. I like this.
Yeah, but like every professional photographer uses some sort of computer processing. Like Johnny and Brittany, 9 times out of 10 can capture the moment that they want more than you and I could because they're practiced at it. Right. This is their fucking job. Out of camera, it's going to look immaculate. But to deliver it to their clients, they need to process stuff. So like, I understand people who say like, oh, God, capture it all in camera. Yeah, sure. But like, you got to nudge
it. I think it's also the difference in between, you know, if you are taking photos of people or you're doing street photography, I think having the ability to have a bit of computer programming going on there matters. I think if you are doing portraiture and you are getting someone to sit for something and you can pose them or you can set up a shot where – or landscape where things are static, absolutely. Do your best to try and get the shot.
Yeah.
But if you are trying to do any sort of – real active-ish photography, you're gonna need to have the ability to actually go out and do some program editing. At least that's my experience.
Yeah.
I have no formal training. Please understand this. This is an amateur in his own personal experience.
Well, like even like product photographers and real estate photographers, you know, it happens in the edit. Like, you know, like all of that happens in the edit. Like landscape, like get it in camera, but you also need some help.
Everybody needs a friend.
Yeah, and I wouldn't prevent myself from learning how to edit because I didn't catch it in the camera the first time. Like, you know, I wouldn't scoff at it and not learn it just because, well, if I can't catch it in camera, I'm a useless person. Like I'm a useless photographer. Yeah,
I don't think it's quite that aggressive. I think it's more just a, like your focus should be on honing your skill as a photographer, as opposed to honing your skill as an editor.
Yeah, that's true. Why not? And both?
I can, hear both arguments, and that's where my thought process is. But yeah. I think the counter argument to that is you've only got but so much bandwidth for one or the other. Be a better photographer than you are an editor.
Why not both?
I also find editing very boring.
Oh, well, that's why not both.
Yeah, like for me, that's why not both. Like, focus on getting the shot the right way, because you don't have the fucking patience on the back end to sit there and go, okay, now what's the balance? Okay, what's the thing? Jesus Christ, can I just put a filter on this and just be done with this shit?
What have you been using?
Right now, recently, I've been using a thing called Fotor, F-O-T-O-R, that has some more robust tools. Has a ton of like preset filters and stuff like that, and I've been trying to just manually do my edits. It is not professional grade by any means, but neither am I.
Yeah.
So it's more just a way to kind of clean up some of the light, clean up some of the things, be able to play around with a little bit.
Yeah.
But I've been pleased with some of my shots. Like,
yeah, your stuff looks good.
So it's got to be able to get the job done in that sense. So
yeah, I mean, some of the shots that we did at the restaurant looked really good.
Yeah. So I know it has the ability to get the job done. So you also don't need to spend a ton of investment. I think that program cost me like $30.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, it was like, what is, I think it was like, I was Googling like, what was the best amateur photo editing software? And knowing that it was going to be my skill set and my interest, like if I was going to spend the money for the cloud or go spend the Adobe money, which I was not ready for.
Don't do that, yeah.
Right. So it was like, okay, let me figure out whether or not this is something I genuinely want to dive into. And then knowing that I needed to get some sort of thing and setting like a price cap of like, okay, I'm only going to spend sub $100 on this. And when I started to look through everything, and it was like, yeah, you can get a really solid one for like $30 or $40. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And I think they have a free version. I think I paid for the license to be able to unlock a bunch of the other features and everything, which is why it ended up costing $30. But I think it's one of those like free to download and let you play around with it to see whether or not you're comfortable with the tools.
Yeah, that's
and
cool.
And then just – yeah, like – and it works fine.
Everything is black and white now.
Yeah.
Monochrome. Yeah. Make it look better. Monochrome.
There has been a desire in my head to just be like, I should just specifically start shooting in black and white just for the fuck of it.
Monochrome.
Yeah, like that's all I see in like street photography is just everybody's doing black and white and I can't tell if it's their way of just hiding a lot of shit.
Oh, for sure. Like if there's a red like, cast, if the light is bad and it's like black and white.
Right, yeah, like I think that's part of what I'm just going to end up doing is just anytime I do street photography from here on in, I'm just going to shoot everything in black and white if I can.
Yeah. If you're in a club and you have a nice club shot and it looks great and it's all black and white, it's because the bar looked like ass with the lights on.
Right.
Monochrome.
Yeah. So, yeah, for me, that's my thought process is don't spend a ton of money.
Yeah.
Don't get too wrapped up in it. Figure out whatever you want to do. And then if you start to really get the passion for it, dig into it. But
and used gear.
Used gear is good. And for me, and I don't know if I'm alone in this, and if you are like me and you want to start getting photo days together, I find it to be more enjoyable when it's a social situation.
Yeah.
And I mean, when I mean social situation, I mean more than one person with a camera, because for me, it knocks down any of the butterflies of being the only guy with a camera, because now you're not even comparing. Like you can compare shots if you want to, but like, it's a lot of like, well, what the fuck are they seeing that I don't?
Yeah.
What's over here? Like, and then you both start looking for things that are interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So That's my take on it. I don't give a fuck about new gear. Fuck all that shit. Don't care.
So you're not getting the $8,000 58 f.95 knocked from Nikon.
No, I'm not spending. I ain't got Leica money. I'm not just.
God damn, man. Even if I had Leica money, I would not buy a Leica.
Dude, I know. Just no.
They're so pretty. They're so pretty.
Yeah, okay.
And they were so nice to us.
They were super nice. Yeah, no, much love to the people who work at the Leica store in D.C. However, no.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
No. Like, I get it. Like, it was the equivalency of going into a Ferrari dealership and having them go, so do you guys want to start one of the cars? And be like, yeah.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that I have the X couple hundred grand or $1 million to go buy one. Mm. It ain't worth it to me. Yeah. Like,
no.
I drive a used Focus hatchback. Like, please understand. I ain't got that cash. So this is where I go back to cars. What do you need?
Yeah.
You can covet. What do you need?
True. However, I think you would have a lot of fun with that lens you've been eyeing.
Oh, I totally do too, but that's a whole nother thing. That's a lot of spare change in a jar kind of shit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And the idea of something else coming along, like me kind of doing the like, well, I've been playing a lot of acoustic guitar lately and I've been meaning to upgrade my guitar for a while. So like the idea of going, well, I could get a new guitar, and then immediately there goes lens budget. Bye, lens.
Yeah,
that's I'll miss true. You most of all, friend. That's yeah, like true. This is the problem. It's the old Patton Oswalt bit. What was it? Nothing feels better than being fit, except pretzels and scotch. It's like I can put all of this work in and totally lose like a pound every week, maybe if I work really hard and I behave myself. Or I could feel better right now because there's pretzels and there's scotch. And going back to garlic pretzels, like,
oh, garlic I can pretzels. Feel oh, motherfucker.
Right now. Right now.
I could take macro photos of the garlic pretzels, Brandon Chalmers.
You could. Get all up in those real big, nice salt granules as sea salt just sitting over there. Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
All the nooks and the crannies.
Boulders on a beach. Yeah. Ugh,
fuck.
Yep. Yeah.
It should just little
crags of garlic sticking all up out of the sides of the pretzel.
Yeah. We should just call this Eat Cast, where we just fucking eat stuff.
Dude, one thing you and I are consistently the most passionate about is food, more than anything else.
It's true.
More than any every fucking conversation we have, me, like, by the time we get to the end, we're both like,
what were you eating?
It is snack time. Like, we start doing this like, so where's that kitchen?
Yeah. Yeah, kitchen. Every time we climb, so when we eating?
Yeah, I'm about that life. All right, Jamie Noguchi.
All right, Brandon Chalmers. Yeah, I think we're good. I think I don't think there's anything really that the companies can do to get new people. It's just you got to get the bug, and if you don't have the bug, who gives a fuck?
Right, I think that's got to be the thing. Is the new gear are for people who really the new gear are for two things: people who are professionals like Johnny and Brittany,
yeah.
Or people who have a lot of disposable income who are amateurs who want professional gear to make them feel better about themselves so that they can try and do the thing and they can keep up with the Joneses.
Yeah,
but I have to believe that these companies make more money selling their middle to low range models
than they do
this popular stuff.
Yeah, I think so.
Unless the markup's so ridiculous on cameras and this is like the worst kept secret and I'm just not aware that like they spend $40 making the thing and sell it for like $5,000. Who knows?
It's great marketing.
Yeah, I know. I just, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so anyway.
All right, B, where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram at that guy Chalmers. Where can they find you, Jamie?
Instagram, Jamie Noguchi, Twitter, Angry Zen Master, Facebook. I probably won't follow you, but I post there too. I got a Patreon I never talk about. You could follow us on the Hard Knock Media. .com. I don't know. You can follow us everywhere, whatever. That's it.
Hard Knock Media, NOC into your Google machine.
Yeah.
Find their podcast on the network. Yeah. Give them a bunch of love.
Yeah.
Give Jamie a bunch of love for all of his art and whatnot. If you want to go back, it's the hashtag TokuTember to check out what everybody else made last month.
Yeah.
And to follow along. If you're doing Inktober, hear me now. No. Hear me now. If you are an artist, professional or amateur, and you are digging into Inktober, and you are now 9 days as we record this into Inktober, and you have managed to post 6 of those 9 days, fucking keep up with it and do the thing.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Dig in and do it. If you haven't done it yet and you're like, yeah, I wanted to do it, but I missed the first couple of days, start right now.
Yeah.
Start right now. Jump in. Don't worry about the prior days. Just jump right in. Go start making art. Post it. Put the hashtag on it and try and dig in and do it every day. And put out something to the best of your ability. It doesn't matter if it's a day behind, but try and put yourself like a, okay, I've got 24 hours to put pen to paper and go do the thing and snag a photo of it and put it up there in whatever status it is. It doesn't have to come out of your sketchbook. It doesn't have to be digitally inked. It doesn't have to go out there. You don't have to break out a fucking brush pen. Like, do the thing.
Yeah.
Take the thing, put the thing out there. Feel good about putting the thing out there. Keep making the thing.
And it's also meant to be a personal thing. So like, if you want to do it later in the year, if you want to do it next year and just keep the prompt box, like the prompts next to you when you're in a lull and you don't have anything to draw, you can post Inktober sketches in fucking January. Who gives a fuck?
Who cares? Right. Honestly, screen cap the prompts, because there's a couple different prompt lists going around. Yeah. And when you hit a mental block of like, what do I want to draw? Whatever the next one is on the list.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, just do the thing just to knock the cobwebs off, or just stretch and get that muscle memory out, but make the thing.
Yeah.
The other thing, and hear me say this more than anything else, because I don't know who you are, but I hope that this matters. I am fucking proud of you, okay? You're doing a great job. You are outstanding, and you need to stick with it, all right?
Yeah.
Serious. I'm really proud of you. Keep making the things, all right? Keep at it, please. We all are super happy to see your stuff. There are people online who are looking at your stuff going, oh, man, that person posted art again. That's so rad.
Yeah.
Keep doing that.
Yeah.
All right? They may not comment on your Facebook post or on your Instagram post or whatever it is, but that like means that they notice. And if they don't notice, post it multiple places. Like, remember that if you've got it on Instagram and you don't post on Facebook much, put it on Facebook, because some people might not. The algorithm sucks.
Oh, it does. So yeah, fuck the algorithm. Just post.
It really does. Like, just start mentioning that shit. And also, if you are an artist, you have a friend who has this stuff and you're like, this is super duper rad, don't be afraid to share that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Always credit the original artist, but share that shit.
Yes.
That stuff matters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Fight the man. Fuck the algorithm. Eat the rich, physically.
Eat the rich.
Yeah.
All right. That's all we got. Support
capitalism. We're going to eat Jeff Bezos later. It's going to be great.
Oh, my God. With garlic pretzels.
With garlic pretzels. That's right. We're going to make a delicious dipping sauce out of Jeff Bezos.
Welcome to Garlic Pretzel Cast.
Yeah, believe it or not, I am going to take the rotting remains of Jeff Bezos and make, ironically enough, a 24-karat gold sauce out of them. To dip those garlic pretzels in. That's what I'm doing.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Gastro blingology.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. We're making jerky out of an asshole. It's going to be great.
All right, y'all. Peace.
Later.